2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I hate Valentine's Day. Can I just say that?
You're an engaged man.
I hate it. I hated it before I was engaged. I hated it before I was in a relationship. I've hated it my entire life.
I do too, but it's a necessary evil.
No, it's not. I think we need to buck the trend and do something to combat this Valentine's Day.
You're in no man's land because you gave her a ring on what date?
January 5th.
January 5th. Too far away from Valentine's Day. You have to get her another gift now. You blew it.
See, I don't mind giving a gift. I don't want to have to do dinner and like the flower thing. I'm not going to.
Did she give you a gift on Valentine's Day previously? Nothing.
No.
I think if you're really in love with someone, that stuff doesn't matter. Like, Valentine's Day is not really that important because you hopefully express that you love each other all the time.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah,
you were saying about how you need to rise to a certain level.
Unfortunately, and I do say unfortunately because I think that you should show your love the entire year. But on Valentine's Day, if I don't make a proper plan for Valentine's Day where I put some time and energy into thinking about dinner, maybe sending some flowers to the office, mm-hmm. or, you know, candy and a gift, I'm in the doghouse. So,
well, what does she do for you? Why is it always up to the guy that he has to plan everything for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, what do you get?
She gets me a gift.
Okay. Does she plan the fancy dinner?
I do.
Right. And the chocolate.
Why?
And the gift.
Right.
And you get what? What'd you get last year for Valentine's Day?
I forgot. A clothing. She likes to get me clothes. She usually gets me like a nice pair of sneakers or something.
But, you know, Gandhi brings up a really interesting point. Why is it on the guy in a male-female relationship to come up with the plans and arrange everything?
I don't know. Especially because, no offense, fellas, girls make better plans. So
agreed. I'm not going to argue with that.
Oh, yeah, but they don't tell you they make better plans. After you make the plans, they're not happy with. Then on February 15th, you should have let me do it because I would
have
made better plans.
You haven't hung out with me. I make solid plans.
Wow, Scary.
Oh. All right, what did you do last Valentine's Day, Scary?
I do research.
Scary?
Well, it's hard to do because I'm doing that.
Stop making
wait a minute.
Excuses right
did
now.
Did you go to a strip thing or a Victoria's Secret pageant?
Two years ago.
Yeah, tell them what you did.
We went to dinner at a beautiful restaurant. First of all, I sent flowers up that morning. Then we meet at after work because it was a work day. Because unfortunately during the week, that's the way it is.
Okay.
We met at a beautiful restaurant. We had a wonderful dinner. And then we went to the Victoria's Secret, some kind of party that they had going on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And she wanted to go.
Great.
We were both cool with it. It was at the rooftop of some hotel. And that was the rest of our night. But that was an anomaly. That doesn't happen every year.
She wasn't cool with it.
Yeah. Usually we'll go see a Broadway show after dinner.
Okay. You know what I think you should do?
What?
Randomly, just one day, because you feel like you love her, if she did something nice, and you're like, you know what? I'm a very lucky guy to have this Robin in my life, which you are.
I am.
Maybe you just do all the nice shit that day. And that's it. You surprise her.
What is she doing for him? I've not heard that
part. I'm the one that asked that first.
I'm with you.
Have you seen Robin?
But now you got him cooking for him in March.
No, I'm just saying. I think you'll get more points because he's always talking about this points. I'm in the doghouse or he gets points. And I think you would get a lot of points if you just randomly celebrated her one day instead of waited for these landmarks where she expects it. And then it's like forced.
No, Nate, you know she's going to want it and on Valentine's Day.
I don't know.
Right. True.
I think somebody this morning said something. Was it Matthew Hussey or Elvis? That people put so much thought and effort into Valentine's Day and screw the other 364 days out of the year. I mean, why do you put so much thought and effort into that one day? I think you should just pick a random day.
I think because the entire world is putting that effort in. And if you don't, then maybe people start looking. Like, I think it's It's a show for the office. I found out that.
Well, flowers are a show for the office.
Flowers are a show for the office. Like, ooh, look at this display coming in. And then all the coworkers get to look and gawk. The same way they have to. He had to rise to the occasion to get Heather a beautiful engagement ring.
Yeah, but that's
because
an engagement ring.
It's got to be, because she shows it off. Because if it was paltry or like unimpressive, she'd be ashamed to wear it.
How about the fact Nate's impressive?
I'm going to vomit from this conversation.
Isn't that the important part, that Nate's impressive?
Bring Scotty B in.
I mean, he's not, but
he,
you know,
let's talk about engagement rings.
Oh,
bring Scotty B in.
This makes me, like, dislike certain women. Like, it's ridiculous.
And Nate, your theory before Scotty comes in, if he, let's say every day of the year, you're a 5 to your girlfriend, and on Valentine's Day, you're a 10. If he goes and is nice to his girlfriend, a level 8 every day, she's going to want a 15 on Valentine's Day. She's not going to go, oh, he's nice to me all year.
Why are you guys all dating people that you don't just want to be nice to randomly for no reason?
Have you seen this room?
And how many points has she earned? You're talking about how you have to earn points. How many points does Robin have? Okay. You got
have
your
you
shirt.
Seen
she
Robin?
Puts up with this shit. She has all the points.
Hold on. We were talking. We started with talking about Valentine's Day and the need to impress. Then I said you right. have to make a showing for her office with a nice flower arrangement.
Not anymore.
Well, wait. Hold on.
Instagram does that.
So then I went on to say, well, then Nate needed to get an extra large, awesome, shiny engagement ring for Heather because it's all about the ring and showing it off to the office,
yeah, not the love.
And then I mentioned you.
But I forget. I've been married for almost 14 years. I don't have to do any of that anymore.
No, what about the ring?
Why don't you just want to?
What? No, I do want to, but Amy does not want flowers. She doesn't want any of that stuff. She just wants like me to clean the house or something
well,
like that.
Well, clean the house then.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's why I got the Roomba.
But go back to we're talking about the ring, though.
Yeah. Oh, the one that she didn't like and I had a
exactly. Talk about that story because that's where I was going with this whole thing.
Well, I mean, I've talked about it before. I mean, the ring that we originally got, apparently she was never a big fan of and wore a fake one for like 10 years.
You didn't know?
And, no, I did. And I was like, I was like, why? It made me upset that she didn't like her original ring. And so 10 years in for our anniversary, I finally went and got her a bigger nugget.
Because she couldn't show it off to all her friends.
You do have small
really like
friends.
Amy.
That's true.
Small. I love Amy, but that's very ugly. Like, that whole thing is so ugly. I have so many friends who are like, you better tell my boyfriend this is the type of ring he gets me, because if he doesn't, I'm not.
I don't,
what the fuck
no,
is that?
No, I don't think it was the size. She just didn't like it. She didn't like the way it looked on her finger. So,
we're not saying she's a size queen. We're saying
that
you spent a couple of paychecks worth of money, most likely, I hope, with a discount, I'm sure.
And a coupon.
On a ring.
And
you put your life on the line by handing it to her, right? You dedicated your life to her.
Right.
And there shouldn't even be I don't like. There should be, oh my God, this is the ring. It's like having an ugly child. You still love the child.
No, look,
you don't go, add a kid, the kid's ugly.
No, some people do. Some
look, she's ashamed of it for others.
I mean, in her defense.
Did she tell you it was a piece of shit?
No, it wasn't a piece of shit. It just wasn't.
Slightly lighter.
She didn't really like it that much. I mean, it's no different than like she wants to redo some rooms in the house. She's grown tired of them.
Yeah, but the wallpaper in the third bedroom is not your profession of love.
No, but okay, to
neither
be fair
is a ring.
To you.
It's just a symbol, that's all.
She's the one who has to wear it every day, so
right?
It's genuinely ugly and hideous and she doesn't want to wear it every day, I get that. But maybe it should be a discussion before, like, what kind of ring do you like? Or you gauge a little bit what she's into.
Well, I mean, that was my fault. I went with my mom and picked it out.
Oh, no.
Damn it, Scotty.
That's why she hates it. Your mother had influence
on her
ring.
See, okay, so when I got the ring that I gave to Heather, I got this diamond and this setting, and I thought it looked pretty, and I thought I was doing what she would like. But in my head, I also said, okay, if she wants a bigger diamond, I'll get it for her. I don't care. You know, I want her to be happy with the thing. And turns out she really liked the ring I did get, so I did a good job. But I didn't feel like I was going to be butthurt if she didn't like the ring that I got
but
for her.
But you don't think she's sitting in her office right now like, and everyone's fawning over
her? Oh,
and,
I guarantee that's happening.
And if it sucked, she'd be embarrassed to show it to everyone.
Well, you know, and there was also...
This is awful.
Well, I was also thinking, because, you know, we had made jokes. I'm like, I'm going to get you a cubic zirconia, you the cheapest ring possible. So I was going to get her just like this cheap little cubic zirconia tiny ring and propose that.
See
if she really loves you. See if she really loved me. The test ring.
She would have killed you. You wouldn't have to worry about
the
heart attack.
And I'm like, I'm not going to ruin the moment. Yeah.
No. I had a former girlfriend who said, if you ever propose to me, the ring has to be this amount of carats and this. And I was like, what?
She's out.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You didn't have a coupon.
See, here's the thing about when you put the pictures up of the ring, it was a picture of her and the ring and you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was all three of you. I think she shows the picture at work and they're like, oh, you got a good looking guy and a ring, right? If you're ugly, they're going to look at the ring, right? But you're not ugly, so I feel like the ring gets by.
Well, I think that's a compliment.
Yeah, I think the ring has to go along with how good looking you are. Therefore, I bought a much bigger ring.
So I could have given her a piece of string, is basically what you're saying.
You're not that hot, Nate. Relax, dude.
No,
you're seven and a half. You're an eight.
I would
know?
Put him at nine and a half.
Nine and a half. Garrett doesn't even need a ring. He'll do you now.
I will.
But I think if people look at the ring and your girlfriend and you and they go, oh, good looking guy, but the ring's not big enough, then F them as friends.
True.
Well, but Gandhi, growing up, was there, because there's always that idea of women have that dream of like, oh, I want my ring to look like this, or I want my wedding to be like this. Did you ever have that idea growing up of, if I ever get married, I want this?
You're talking to the wrong one.
Well, I know
I
that, but
I have never in my life thought about getting married or thought about a ring, besides the fact that I don't want a ring because I would lose it.
100%. If you were to get
like
a ring.
I don't like diamonds. I'm not into that kind of stuff. I'd rather, honestly, if someone wants to show you commitment, let me put like a microchip in you or let me get you get a tattoo of me. That's actual commitment. A ring? Whatever.
All right. Well, a tattoo it is.
Would Brandon do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got a lot of tattoos.
He has no room. What I don't know where he's going to do it.
He's like Pete Davidson.
What?
Where is Brandon going to put your face? It's everywhere.
Well, we know where he would.
He has a little bit of space right by his heart. He showed me where it was.
Oh,
that's cute.
That's going to hurt when he has it removed.
Would you stop? Yeah.
Scotty always says my boyfriend is a dirty pothead because he has too many tattoos.
Would you stop it?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with you. I joked and said that one time. Just shut up.
It is funny. It is funny what people remember. You know, the little tiny insults that they might say haphazardly that all of a sudden you remember however long ago, and he obviously didn't mean it.
No, I didn't.
No, he
I
meant
just
it. It's okay.
No, it just makes me think of like convicts, you know, covered in tattoos. They had
Has Brandon
else to
ever
do
done time?
A little bit.
See?
He's been arrested. He hasn't done time.
He hasn't done time. Well, no, he hasn't done time.
No, but he has been arrested.
A lot of people. Brody's been arrested for crying
out. Yes, in Hawaii.
Oh, that makes me feel better. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I jump bail.
No tattoos.
I do not have any tattoos. That's why I got out. They
Were you
come
nervous?
After me.
Were you in with other like general population?
I was in, if I remember correctly, with like a drunk guy with a beard, like an old drunken guy. No, it wasn't like prison. It was a jail cell at the police station.
He's in Hawaii, too. It's not like prison, let's be honest. Well, it's Hawaii.
Yeah, but it was still a pool? It wasn't like it was a luau.
It was
wasn't
a spa.
A they weren't like,
Pig
I wasn't wearing a
backyard.
Grass skirt and they put lays around me for every day I was in prison.
It was a holding cell.
It was a holding cell. I did take the mug shots with the numbers and everything before digital, so they're gone. But yeah, no, you guys know the story. Listen to the Brooklyn Boys podcast. You'll hear it again.
Oh, what a plug.
Plug.
Watch this. What episode?
No. Listen to all of them. You got to listen to all of them. I'm helping
in
you.
In order.
Zero.
Thank you.
Start from zero.
I would love to see that picture. It has to be out there somewhere.
Not. The only copy. I'll tell a story real quick. I was with my best friend, Rob. You guys have met him. Some of you have been. He's been on the show. He's come to events. And so they took the mug shots of me with the instant camera. The pictures came out. I went back in the cell. About 10 minutes later, the officer comes back and he says, the pictures didn't come out. We got to take them again. So I go back in. I take them again. Now, I don't know anything. I was like 21 at the time, maybe. And so we had to get on a plane to fly back from Maui to the Big Island because we're island hopping. So we're on the plane. My friend Rob says to me, how are the mugshots? That must have been scary. I go, yeah, it was terrible. It was frightening. I had to turn to the right, you know, like, and my father was a police officer. So I'm like really kind of like a straight arrow when it comes to the law. And he said, I heard you had to take him twice. I go, yeah, how'd you know? He says, I asked the cop if he could take him again, if I get a copy. So he shows me the mugshots on the plane. He goes, I got him, sucker!
All right, we got to find his friend.
This was a long time ago, and he legitimately lost them. Because he would have posted them a long time ago. Mm-hmm. He legitimately lost them when he moved houses.
The Freedom of Information Act. I mean, do you think that still exists somewhere?
Oh, I bet there are records somewhere.
It's in the United States filing system.
I could tell you it was my face, but younger. Uh-huh. With a terrified look on my face.
Did you cry?
No, because I knew I'd hit a state bridge with the rental car. I had known that I didn't really commit a crime. I wasn't going to jail. I was nervous that my dad would be mad because here I am on my first big trip as a 21-year-old away, renting cars on my own, and now I'm arrested. And I come from a family where you don't do that.
Well, wait, you rented a car at 21. You
I
have
was
to pay
just
more.
Thinking the same.
You got to pay more before you're 25.
I didn't even think you were allowed.
This was
to
a while ago.
Oh. And before they made that rule.
Yeah,
crazy.
And the
point. Were there cars?
Yes, there were cars. Okay. I had to crank it. No, it doesn't matter what I paid for the rental. It's just that I hit a state bridge on the road to Hana, and there's 100 bridges every like quarter mile. So they didn't know which bridge I hit, so they had to put me in the holding cell till they checked every stone bridge on this 4-hour road to make sure I didn't damage the road.
Part of me wants to see if Brody stayed like the night and they served him food.
No, I didn't.
And they put something green on his food.
And did you complain about it?
Yeah.
I was throwing it back at the... All right, Warren, I'm not eating this shit. Throwing it back at them.
I don't want this spam. Get it out of here. Like
I want to see the manager. There's no manager. This is prison.
The guard gives him
supervisor.
Ice with soda and he complains about the ice.
I said, no ice.
Right. They kept calling me Karen. I don't know why.
God, I would have loved to be there when you got arrested.
I bet you would have.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Kind of crazy that the two people in this room that have been in jail are you and me.
That's right.
You never would have thought
the Brooklyn Boys.
Oh, super crazy, yeah.
Terrorizing society.
True
Nate, you've never been in jail, Nate?
No, never.
But he's
bailed somebody out.
That's right. Oh, Scotty's done some things, could have gotten
in
jail.
Well, I was almost arrested for orchestrating a scavenger hunt in high school. With lots of illegal items on the list.
Ooh,
I've never heard this one.
You never heard this one?
No.
I don't know if I want to get into this here.
I was going for the underage girls.
30 seconds.
Well, let's get to this in another
Name
podcast.
One item.
Yeah,
one
item. The items.
Manhole covers.
Oh, my God.
Scotty!
That's like a federal crime.
Monster!
Looking back at the list now, I'm like, I cannot believe that people took
a
these
young
things.
Child.
You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy.
Also, a mayor.
I was the mastermind.
Oh, I love you, Scotty.
And that was the last time that term was used.
Thank you.
We got to do this on Monday.
He's a baiter.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.